Welcome to Feats and Fables. We appreciate your company as we delve into our 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join the conversation on social media at Feats and Fables. Follow us to adventure! Last week on Feats and Fables, Khafra, Corbin, Manny, Zasper, and Maligar dealt with the Waterdeep Guard, who lamented the continuing war between the Xanathar and the Zhentarim. Once proper sewer spelunking clothes were acquired, the team searched the sewers for the Zhentarim hideout and Floon Blagmar. In the hideout, they found the tattooed man they'd fought with at the Yawning Portal, and he says that the boss is entertaining Floon and a tall purple guy with mouth tentacles. Let's see how the team fares. Corbin, what you see in this long north-south running room is about 45 feet ahead of you. You see two stairs leading up to a dais. Between the stairs is a fire pot full of some crackling blue arcane stuff that is burning, and it fills the room with kind of dark blue ripples of light. It's not like firelight where it's warm and it lights things up well. This actually kind of also almost makes it harder to see because of the sharp shadows and the bright light from the blue light. It's some sort of fire of some sort. At the top of the dais, you see an elaborate stone throne with a terrible creature sitting in it. It's tall, humanoid shaped, has kind of a long ovoid head with purple rubbery skin and glowing, faintly glowing, white eyes, and hanging down from under where its nose should be, it's kind of like a flat slit of a nose. You see a nest of long tentacles that hangs about to the middle of its chest. The tentacles writhe as it talks to the other figure on the dais, which is a big, beefy orc in mage's robes that has his foot on the neck of a human man dressed in princely clothes and fire coruscating around the fingers of his right hand. And the creature in the throne says, "Grumshoon, I thought you said you had this handled." And the orc says, "He's about to tell us everything. Tell us or you die." The Mind Flayer, which is what you can see what this thing is, rolls its eyes as if it has totally had enough of this. What would you like to do?
Corbin will rush forward to attempt to defend this poor individual who's being attacked by this horrific orc and strange eldritch creature.
Is that Floon?
Oh, I forgot one detail. Sitting in the purple-skinned creature's, the Mind Flayer's lap, you see a brain about the size and shape of a human brain. So it's, you know, football-sized-ish. And coming out from the brain's undercarriage are four clawed, broad-pawed claws. So it's got four legs, kind of elbow-jointed legs with broad paws with claws out of the end of them, like sharp, dangerous looking claws. And it's just kind of like petting the brain like Bluefield with a cat.
Yeah,
Corbin didn't change your action.
Yep, Corbin still rushes forward to defend poor Floom, hopefully Floom.
Yeah, human, nicely dressed. He's got kind of reddish gold hair, curly cut, widow's peak. He looks a little bit like Rainier.
Good.
Zasper will run into the room after Corbin. Zasper will only get a short distance of the room.
Oh, let me interrupt you. I forgot to describe a few things. There's a set of double doors on the west-hand side of the room, kind of in the middle. On the east-hand side of the room, you see two doors and a deep purple tavern.
Zasper
that
will
might change
look at the curtain askance, but he is nowhere near it currently. I believe that is Floon, Corbin. Guard him with your life, Zasper says in a very inspiring way. And then he will turn to the orc and say, "Stand down, orc. You will never be able to harm us with your tiny, tiny hands.
Oh, the old tiny hands insult. I guess you want me to roll a saving throw.
That is correct. I'm mocking him viciously.
Why? It only deals one damage.
It also has control effects. Thank you very much.
All right. This is a wisdom save, right? Yes. I offer you an 11. I think I failed.
Excellent. Well, you have disadvantage on your next attack, small handed orc.
Do I also take some damage?
You do. Given the people he hangs out with, he is probably used to psychic damage, but he can take two more from me.
Two?
That is
correct. Did you crit?
Clearly.
I need to get you a loaded
D4. He took a point of damage per hand.
Per tiny hand. All right. anything else you want to do on your turn?
No.
Khafra will see that Zasper and Corbin have scrambled forward and cannot, as much as he might like to, he cannot leave his friends behind or run off to their doom, and so he clambers on up the stairs, huffing and puffing, because this whole running thing is, fuck that noise.
Plus he's tired, he's grumpy.
It
he's
is, two, work in it is 2 in the morning, and Khafra has to work in the morning. So Khafra is going to see that there is a scrum over there, and is going to pull up his crossbow, take aim, curse under his breath that he is here at 2 in the fucking morning and that he is getting old for the shit, and is going to, with a twang, launch a bolt sailing through the air. It flies right through the balefire, critically hitting the orc in the heart for 25 points of damage.
25 points of damage?
Yep.
All right.
25 points of damage.
How do you get to 25?
2d8 plus 2d6 plus my damage plus my 2 from dexterity. I critically hit on a sneak attack.
It was a good roll.
Oh, sneaks.
Because I'm a level 1 rogue and it's next to my ally.
I forgot about the sneaks. All right, 25?
Corbin.
Yep. All right,
it looks like that would be enough to kill the orc, and you can see the bolt pierce his chest, blood sprays everywhere, he kind of staggers back a couple steps and kind of grits his teeth and clenches his fists, and it is only by sheer orcish will that he is left alive.
Khafra kind of like looks at his crossbow, looks at the guy, looks at his crossbow.
All right. The purple guy in the throne looks at this and he's like, "You are such a disappointment. It was watching you, and now, well, I doubt you'll be around for it to be disappointed in." And he steps out of Corbin's threatened area.
Corbin will let him go, though he kind of doesn't want to.
You do what you do you. All right. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Object interaction opens the door. 1, 2. Does stuff in
it. In where?
In this room off to the west hand side.
Also, try that description again with what door. I'd say take the whole action again with what door.
Okay.
Sorry.
Teacher mode.
So, Joe, the tall purple fellow steps out of Corbin's threatened area. Would you like to take an attack of opportunity?
Corbin doesn't, even though he kind of wants to.
All right. The purple guy goes 5, 10, down the stairs on the east-hand side, 15, 20, 25, and gets to the door in the middle of the west-hand wall. He opens the door, item interaction, steps into an open space on that past that western door. You don't really see what it's doing. At that, the orc's like, "No! You will all die!" And he touches his thumbs together, his fingers outspread, the coruscating fire energy is pointed at both Corbin and the man on the floor, presumably through Bagmar, and you may both make me dexterity saving throws. I mean, everyone does quite well. So, you may take 7 points of damage if you fail your save, or half that if you make it.
The fire coruscates over Corbin's armor and kind of superheats it as he kind of grunts in pain.
Great. At that, the brain creature hops down from the. The brain creature like stands in the throne, and you can see its little feet are kind of dancing back and forth like it's excited. And then it rears up on its hind legs and claws at Corbin for a 15, which misses.
Which misses.
And then you can see like the brain meats kind of twitch as you feel eldritch energy building up in it, which releases, and you can see the air kind of ripple around you. I will need an intelligence save from you.
I have a 13.
All right, you'll make it, so nothing happens.
You're wearing a helmet, aren't you, Corbin?
I am.
Good. Malagar will come all the way up the stairs. So Malagar has encountered this sort of
Yeah, you know, in the Underdark, you certainly, if you haven't encountered them personally, they're certainly something you've had described to you many times.
Yes, yes. I've been to the zoo that they are on. So, Malagar is pretty sure that brain thing is actually the biggest threat down at the end of this rather long room.
Well, that's an assumption to be made. Well, the orc looks pretty tore up from the floor up. He's got a crossbow bolt sticking out of his chest, and it's like you see like 2 inches of shaft, and the rest is feathers.
But Malagar knows something about these sort of brain creatures. Sure. And the terrible things they can do. So he would declare that that one is his quarry for the purposes of this particular engagement.
All right.
And will let loose with a longbow. Arrow at it, while sort of shuffling off to the right side to sort of lean against that wall there. So,
That's
that
a
will
face.
Strike with a mighty 12.
That is enough to hit its tender brain meats.
Amazing. Well, I aimed right for the purpose for those things. So that is the key. It will enjoy 13 points of damage.
Do not enjoy this.
Enjoy!
It does not have a little smile on its face, mainly because it has no mouth. But it looks brave.
Yes.
So Mana is going to turn around to the two gents that we have left tied up in the room behind us and said, don't you two get any wise ideas? You, Rainier.
Yes?
Keep an eye on these two. Make sure they don't go sneaking off while we're up there.
I shall. Do keep a lookout for Floon, though.
Right, then. And Manny's going to run up the steps and assess the situation going on in this next room. Looking around to see both the orc standing over the fallen human on the dais with Corbin up there combating him by himself. Whoa.
And a big stone throne with a brain with some meaty... legs elbowed off out of the
underhand. That's just wrong. So he's going to dash past his friends down on the main floor, up the left-hand steps of the dais, to engage with the orc, who is clearly the most threatening thing in this room.
The orc? Okay. The orc looks like he's had a real rough day.
Sure.
Okay, just so you know.
Corbin will swing his sword at the orc, attempting to strike it down. Which he will. So Corbin, looking at the orc in front of him, down looking at Floom, he says, you will not take this man. And he pulls his sword back and strikes at the creature's net, completely beheading it.
I suppose you do more than 1 point of damage?
But yeah, I do like 18.
All the damage!
Alright, you strike the orc's head clean off. When you do, the blue balefire fire pot goes and is no longer producing any light. The room is in complete darkness at this point.
I still need a torch.
Okay, cool.
Because I can't see in the
dark. Right, no, you did have a torch in your office, which is fine. Or on your torchbearer strap or something.
No, I've got the bag of lights, so that's what it is.
Yes.
You've got Corbin's light.
Zasper, seeing that Corbin has struck down the largest and most powerful foe, will do a little bit of cleanup on the small green pet creature.
All right.
He'll pull out his light crossbow and level it at the little lump of pulsating flesh. The crossbow bolt will only fly to hit an AC 11.
So close. You think it's going to hit the brain, and yes. The brain like lowers itself down on the throne. So
be careful, everyone. This is truly a cunning creature. Copper, you should use your excellent aim to take it out, because normal people cannot hit it.
Are you saying that I'm abnormal?
No, you know, you're an expert. You're a professional.
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, I do have to work in the morning. But...
I was about to say, he is professional because he is getting paid, because we all know he has to work in the morning.
So, Khafra will take that in mind. However, Khafra is going to stride forward to the double doors that the cloaked, tentacle-faced individual went through, and just very gingerly, not looking inside, grab the door and pull it closed.
That is a good idea.
Then, following that, he will level his crossbow at the brain with feet, which makes it a human brain, as someone had pointed out.
Unless it's a fourth level brain.
Very cunningly pointed that out. It was not me.
You're right, actually. That was Asper who pointed it out.
All right, so anyways, Koffer is going to fire at the brain.
I don't know if we can handle it.
Is it a 12 level human brain, or is this... Anyways, so...
We are outclassed.
Yes.
That's why Malagar targeted it.
Kafra will strike true again with a 19 to hit. However, it will not be nearly as spectacular as the shot he leveled into the orc, hitting only for 6 points of damage.
All right. Your bolt sticks in the brain, and it's dancing around in the seat of the throne in kind of the unhappy dance.
Kafra,
it's not making any noises. It's all completely silent.
With the door closed and the brain dancing, Kafra is going to take a couple steps back.
Fair enough.
And that will complete Kafra's turn.
All right. Mystery actions occur in a place where you cannot see. Orc is super dead, and the little brain kind of shrugs its little brainy-like shoulders, and
I get to recognize the part of the brain
anatomy. You know, you'll have it's a different anatomy book
lobes.
For this.
Is it shrugging its lobes?
No, it has little shoulders. See, little shoulders.
That's more distressing.
Yeah, I know. All right, and it is going to attack Manny. Because he doesn't look like he's wearing as much armor.
And I definitely don't have a helmet on.
You definitely don't have a helmet on.
Oh,
man.
All right. It's good to know you.
So that's a 12 on the die, so a 16 to hit you with its little claws.
A 12
it, like,
misses,
claws,
though.
It claws at you. It's a claws for a while.
I'm definitely alarmed.
Okay, is that it?
It does.
All right, you will take 7 points of damage from its sharp claws. And then again, you can see the dura matter covering it sort of twitch and twist as the brain itself moves. And you can feel psychic energy roiling through the air like a heat shimmer. And you can make an intelligence saving throw, because you're also really good at those.
What if I didn't want to make you an intelligence saving throw?
Nobody wants to make intelligence saving throws. There's only terrible things.
Well, I'm going
to
give you a 13.
You're fine.
Don't worry. My sacred recipes are safe up in this lockbox here. Nothing opens up that door.
Lockbox. All right. More inspiration across the table. All right. After that's all the brain's got to do.
Malaga was just sort of curious. Does the brain have meninges?
Does the brain have meninges?
I'm curious.
You know, I guess... If it's got dura matter, it has kind of all of the little tough coverings over the brain meats.
Okay.
Maybe they're slightly tattered at this point, yes. Considering the damage it's
yes.
Getting.
Is this what we get for role-playing with doctors?
Yes. Tattered meninges. It's also the name of my death punk band.
Yes.
Tattered meninges. I like it.
Well, Malaga doesn't see any reason to continue to prolong this, so he will shoot another arrow at that terrible brain thing. It's like, you all are crazy to be that close to it.
You really are.
I concur.
That would be a 15 coming in.
Oh, that will hit. It's meninges and dura mater aren't tough enough for that.
This is what I'm hoping for. So it will enjoy 15 points of damage.
Jeez Louise. All right, it does not enjoy the damage at all. In fact, its experience of this damage is incredibly brief, as Malagar's arrow goes and just slides through both hemispheres, completely gigging this brain. And it stops moving, though its little legs are twitching. It's a shame our audience cannot see me doing the little
leg twitch. I should give you a point of PhD inspiration. Properly using the term gigging right there.
I thought it was appropriate. It was appropriate.
Autumn bloody hell, is it? And I'm going to take my short sword and just kind of poke it a little bit.
It twitches.
Don't do that. I reach
down to the person we think is Flume. Is he conscious?
He is not.
Corbin kind of kneels down and checks Flume. He looks alive, yes?
He's dying. Like, his heart is slowly stopping beating. His breathing is quite slow. He's burned.
Kellenvor, grant this man the grace you have granted me. And I reach out. My hand glows briefly as life surges into him.
He goes, and takes a deep breath and sits up and says, oh my god, you've saved me! And clamps his arms around you like, thank you, I thought those monsters were going to kill me.
Easy there, they wanted to.
What did they want?
They wanted Rainier, my friend Rainier. They thought I was him. We had been walking and talking. And then you hear Rainier echoing down the hall, tell Flume I'm here!
Rainier, you can come into the room yourself.
I'm guarding these locked down back.
I think it'll be okay. Come on up, Rainier.
Flume, what were they? What did they want from you?
I don't know. It was they thought I was Rainier, and they said something. And he gestures vaguely at Rainier. They said something about a hidden treasure, and Rainier rolls his eyes. I'm sure it has to do with my father, ignoble miscreant that he is, and some of his vague machinations, but the man is hundreds of miles away from here. He hasn't been in the city in decades, and I have no interest in following his footsteps. I am an honest man, unlike my father.
But didn't you say that your father had embezzled quite a large sum of money?
Yes. Yes, he did.
And that was here, wasn't it?
Yes.
And was that money perhaps ever recovered?
I don't know. I was young at the time, and nobody told me straight.
So this would be the sort of hoard that criminal sorts would salivate over, having traded stories about it over beer a few too many times, and inflating it and adding and embellishing it.
Except I don't know anything.
If I knew
where it was, I would go to the open lord of the city, I would go to the open lord of the city, Laryl Silverhand,
yes.
And I would tell her where it is in some vain effort to buy back the nobility my family once had.
Of course.
Flume, were there any other things they were asking you about? Any other details?
No, it was just the purple person and the thin with the face, and he makes a gesture waving his fingers in front of his chin. It's just the purple person with the face and the rain thing and the orc and the fire. Oh, goodness, I don't know.
Speaking of the purple gentleman with the tentacles on his face, shouldn't we be going after him?
No. We should stay right here and let him do whatever he's doing in there and hope that he never comes out ever again.
Yes. Those flayers, they're bad news. You don't want to have anything to do with them, really.
Flayers? Did we miss an opportunity to destroy an evil being, then?
What exactly is a flayer?
A curtain!
Let's say that perhaps we missed an opportunity to be destroyed by an evil being. Oh yes, the curtain. I was kind of curious what was behind it as Malaga strides over and throws open the curtain.
You throw open the curtain?
I throw it open!
You find a door.
This is quite tiresome. I'm going to open this door.
I'm just going to open it!
BAM!
The door flies open. You see a tatty stone cell with like a bed on it that is, there's kind of that, you know that smell when somebody's been living in a room for too long?
You mean a funk?
Yes. Now imagine that, but orc. There's a certain musk to it.
Huh. That wasn't what I was expecting to find behind the purple curtain door. There's nothing in here? I tossed the bed.
There's a bed, there's a nightstand, there's a chamber pot. You find nothing of any particular relevance there.
Just take this curtain. I think it's the most valuable thing here.
This gentleman wasn't exactly clean.
It's a little moldy.
Ruin everything.
But only a little moldy.
Did the...
And we do know the purple man. Perhaps he would like this curtain.
Okay, I'll fold it up and take it away for him.
Did the orc himself have anything of note on his body?
He did not. He has like a dagger strapped to his waist and some spell components, an arcane focus that is a wand, but nothing particularly...
So this poor orc was just living in the sewers alone.
Well, with his thieving compatriots.
Paige, Manny's gonna walk up to the head that Corbin has decapitated and just take a closer look at some of his facial features.
Okay.
This poor bloke had it rough. Does he have any sort of like tattoos or anything like we've seen on some of the
other
members?
Yeah, you know, you lift up some of his thick matted hair and you can see some eye tattoos on his scalp that the hair has grown back over.
He's definitely another one of those cultists, just like the gentleman down in the other room with the tattoos.
Interesting.
Maybe he knows something more about this guy.
Well, the way that Mind Flayer was talking to this guy, he seems to have been pretty important. I'm going to pick up the head and begin carrying it back down into the previous room.
Manny? Oh, you're going to go show it to his friends.
Ask questions.
The dripping head.
Yes. Well,
like Perseus carrying the head of Medusa.
It is a good technique.
Zasper, you have a way with words. Why don't you come with me and see if you can't loosen their tongues a little bit?
The face that Ron is making will be forever off lost to our listeners, but it was epic.
It was fantastic.
Can you at least put like a something on the bottom of the head, like a rag or something? Or...
It's the dripping that you.
I rip down the curtain. I bundle it up.
No, the curtain's already been removed. Malagar's in possession of the curtain.
I politely ask Malagar for the moldy curtain.
Well, you do that. I hold the head up by the hair and I say, "Well, what's wrong with it? It seems perfectly threatening to me."
I mean, we are in the sewers after all. It's not like
drip.
Cleansingness is a drip.
Very
issue
well.
Yet.
Let's get this over with. I will humor my good friend Manny and hope that we can get some useful information so that no floons will be kidnapped in the future.
All right, Rainier, as you're going past us the other way, squeezing past you in the hall, to go talk to Floon and kind of pet him on the shoulder and put a shoulder under his arm to kind of help him walk. You head down the tunnel, and you see the Dwergar and the human.
Yep.
It was a human, Krantz. And the human still tied up there, kind of making noises. Murf, 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 murf.
I will ungag them as my friend has his hands full.
Holy shit! That's Grumshar. You killed him?
Yeah, he was being disagreeable. Not like you guys. You guys are very agreeable, right?
Well, did minus the whole latrine problem, but other than that.
Did the intellect devour get you? Is that the thing? Is this a joke?
The intellect? Oh, the little brain pincushion thing?
Brain pincushion.
It was
thing.
The pet of the purple thing. It was acting.
Yeah, it
ornery.
Was Nilhor's pet, which is why we think you're back here, because you've got an intellect devour in your skull, and this is a joke, right?
No. We defeated the little brain thing. And the purple thing apparently took our measure and decided that it would not wish to confront us today.
Like the human splutters in laughter.
I mean, we're here, aren't we?
I suppose. It might have been
boss, I suppose.
So what can you tell us about these two? Nihors and holding up the head again for them to see in plain sight. What did you call this
the
one?
The Dwergar looks at him and says, yeah, that's Grumshar. He was our boss.
But it looks like he had bosses above him.
Well, I mean, doesn't everybody, right? That's the great truth of the world. Everybody's got a boss.
No, that's not true at all.
News to me, man, I guess. The Dwergar shrugs in his
It's not news to you. You intentionally are working for these people that appear to be quite horrible people. That's a choice you made. Don't act like it's just something that happens to everyone.
Who are you working for?
I'm a free agent. I admit I'm not doing that well right now. And I did join the guild in Waterdeep, but I don't let other people make choices for me. But that is fine. You're right. Many people have bosses. So we want to know more about yours. Basically because we've rescued...
He's super dead, he says, pointing to the
But
head.
Who was his boss?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't get to talk to the boss very much. I guess the purple guy.
Why do you have eyes tattooed on your head?
Because that's how our gang do.
What's the name of your gang?
We're part of the Xanathar Guild.
The Xanathar Guild. I've heard that name before. Hmm. You guys are currently fighting in the streets with the
Zhentarim.
Oh, the Zhentarim. Yeah, the boss is super mad at the Zhentarim.
The boss is super... Yes, this boss. Which boss are you talking about?
He points to the decapitated head.
What beef did he have with the Zhentarim, then?
I don't know. But we're super mad at them, but it's my understanding the Zhentarim are super mad at themselves. They're like, they split up, and one of them is fighting with us, and we're supposed to kill him in the street when we find him.
Have you succeeded in killing any Zhentarim?
Me personally? No. Dwergar's like, but I keep trying.
You didn't look like you were out for blood when you attacked that poor half-orc in the bar earlier tonight.
That was Krentz that attacked him, the human.
That's who I was talking
to. Oh, okay, all right. Yagra? She was a target of opportunity. And technically, we were there for a drink and she started it. We just said a few things to her.
But I thought your boss told you to be out for blood and never you see us in
Yeah, but if you attack somebody in the Yawning Portal, Durnan's gonna cut your head off, snickersnack.
So it's a war of honor then between the Zhentarim and the Xanathar?
No, I just didn't want to get myself killed for getting fighting in his bar.
So who else have you kidnapped recently?
That's the only one.
So what do you normally do? Just hang out in the sewers?
No. Well, you know, we steal things. We run some protection rackets. We have a good fire insurance policy thing that we do from time to time. Pickpocket. A little second story work when we can find it. The Dwergar says, yeah, and I can turn invisible, so I'm good at that stuff, too.
Oh, do you know why your bosses wanted that man, Rhaenyra?
No. They don't tell us much.
And you don't overhear much, I take it.
You know, the Dwergar says, you find out after a while that the more you hear and the more you know, it decreases your survivability in this gig. So we try not to overhear anything more than we absolutely have to.
Well, it certainly didn't do your boss any favors.
Well, I mean, technically, Krint says, that was you guys that did that, not Zhentarim. Unless you work for the Zhentarim, you guys work for the Zhentarim.
No. We did tell the purple guy how much you helped us, though, before you left.
Their eyes get very big. Make me an I bullshit the crooks check.
Can I assist him in any way in this endeavor?
You may do so with advantage because clearly Manny is assisting by saying...
Fuck, man, he's not good at this. I can't give you. He's not a liar.
What if he's holding the skull medicine? Right. Or the head medicine?
Like, I've got a bleeding fucking decapitated head. What better way to intimidate somebody?
Well, no, it's not an intimidation.
Right, it's a lie. That's my problem, is I'm not being deceptive right now.
They're thoroughly intimidated.
16.
All right.
To be smooth-tongued. To these poor...
Look, there's a reason I brought him with me.
There is, definitely. Let me just check. I mean, that works. I mean, I'm sure neither of of them have a passive insight that high. So sure, they look like they believe you. You really didn't tell him that, did you?
Well, I guess you'll find out in a bit, won't you? If he's truly mad about it, well, you should watch your back for the next couple of days.
Maybe clear out of town.
Yeah, maybe. I have some relatives I can visit in Skullport.
Martin, you want to bring them into this?
No, I want to go hide.
Well, it's too bad you're all tied up right now, and we'll probably be heading up to the guard in a few minutes, so... That's a shame.
What? Hey, why don't you let us go?
I mean, we wanted to negotiate, but you apparently have too small time to know anything. It's quite frustrating for us. I mean, the guard are a pain in
the ass. Prince, the human guy with the bald pate and the tattoos, says, I can tell you where some treasure is if you let us go.
I mean, we're noble folk. But, you know, we have expenses.
Principles that can be compromised at the drop of a dragon.
Prince gets a sly look on his face. Everybody's got expenses, right? I mean, that's just how it is.
There's just one problem. How much treasure is it? Well, now, hold on there just a minute, Zasper. We aren't going to be letting anybody go for just a few days.
Oh, no, these good folk understand that right now they'll tell us what they can, and if their information proves worthy to us, then we might... you know, let them go visit their families.
Well, that does seem perfectly reasonable. Yeah. What do you think, gentlemen?
They kind of look at each other and shrug, and Dwergar goes, so you've seen the stone throne in the other room?
Yes.
Open up the seat. There's a secret compartment there.
Is it trapped?
No.
All right.
Lovely. Here, I tell you what, why don't you two babysit this guy? And they'll toss the head in their lap.
So while this conversation is going on, Corbin is going to walk over to the large double doors and swing them open.
Swoosh! The doors swing open.
Kafra looks up from pocketing the gentleman's spell component pouch and goes, oh, we were not all right.
The room is in.
Huh. I walk inside.
So inside, you see a stone pillar about 5 feet across that comes up to approximately waist height. And it's got a weird sigil on it. It looks like a circle with 10 equidistant lines on it. Like this. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In the middle, there is a depression that's kind of oval in shape, about 3 inches across, with a darker circle in the middle of it that looks a bit like an eye.
Huh.
So, it looks like they left. How wonderful is that?
Do I recognize that symbol? Perhaps a knowledge religion check of some sort?
You can only try.
I have a 15.
It doesn't match with any religious symbol that you've ever seen. It's not a sun symbol.
Hey, Kafra, come look at this symbol. It's very unusual.
Okay. Kafra will saunter on over.
All right, like I said, pillar, symbol, circle, 10 equidistant spikes coming outside the circle. A circle, small circle on the interior, 2 or 3 inches across. It's something like that.
You don't think he's in one of these other doors, do you?
I'm going to check them now, and I'll go to the north door and open it up.
Yes, right. I'll cover you. Kafra will release.
Which is Kodas, which is Kafra's way of saying, I don't want anything to do with this.
Which is Kafra's way of saying, almost stand over here with a crossbow and be ready to run. I mean, he's going to shoot, but he's going to run too.
All right.
Hopefully doing the shooting before the running.
You see a small 10 by 10 room. It's completely dark inside. You see a couple of ratty straw mattresses in here covered with sleeping sheets, bedrolls. You see a couple of plates that look like they still, like metal tin plates that still have food on them that kind of smells like it's gone bad. There's some rusty manacles on the wall about 5 feet up off the ground.
Clear. I move to the next door.
All right. So this would be the one on the northwest side?
Yes.
All right, from here, you see going to the north and straight to the west. The hallway going to the north terminates in a room, or in a door, which you open because you're Corbin, and that's what you do. In a room that has an arrow slit to the Waterdavian sewage roundabout that we had seen earlier, and a dead goblin with a longbow arrow stuck through its head with suspiciously Malagar-like fletching.
Huh.
And I realize that I've drawn this tunnel in the wrong place. It's supposed to be 5 foot north, and it's got an arrow slit in this tunnel. It's a really long arrow slit because I drew it in the wrong place. And you can see the outlines of a secret door that must lead into the sewers at the far west side of that hallway.
Clear. I move to the door on the west.
All right. You see another 10 by 10 room filled with pallets of moldy straw. The one to the west, the one that Corbin just went in. It has some crates and barrels in it that are full of, like, one, like, they slosh. And you open one, and it's, like, a really nasty weak beer. Mm. And slosh, and you open the next one, and it's, like, wine that's gone mostly to vinegar. Mm.
Lovely.
Well.
I do not see him in any of these rooms.
That is excellent news. That is the best news that I've heard all night.
In the main hall, Malagar is going to try the other two doors.
All right, you see this
the ones
room.
On the east side that we have yet to open.
To the east.
Just as a point of order, have we now split the party in three different directions?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
All right, point. This has stairs that go down into the room, and you find several rat-eaten skeletons in here. There's a bunch of like tiny cracks in the walls. It looks like maybe the ground has shifted or something and the room kind of cracked. And you see several sets of rusty manacles hanging up on the door or on the walls, about 5 foot off the ground, some of which that have skeletons hanging from them. Hmm. Going to the next one?
Yes.
Great.
Also, worst that could happen, one of us could find a mind flare. I'm just saying.
What are the odds?
Surely that wouldn't happen.
I believe we could defeat any such creature.
Split in three groups.
The other groups would call for help and we would end up attacking from all sides.
Okay. This is a plain room, but your passive perception's a... No, who's looking at it?
Malagar.
Malagar, what is your passive perception? I could look at your card, but I just don't have it in my hot little hands.
If I remember correctly. No, 14.
14, excellent. So you find a secret trapdoor in the northeast corner of that room on the northeast side of the hall.
Is it a trapdoor in the top of the room or the bottom of the room?
Oh, you know, it is a floor.
Floor
I should
door.
Have put a F there for floor.
I'll actually listen at it. Do I hear anything?
Make me an do I hear anything check.
I have a 12.
Is that the same as your passive perception?
No, it's actually less, more or less.
Okay. your passive perception is the lowest number that I'm willing to
14.
Hear. 14. Okay. Do you hear singing?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's kind of like a funny... It's got kind of like a jaunty, happy tune, but it's pretty far away.
Okay, I'll go back up. Gentlemen, I found another door.
Yes.
Which I can hear happy singing.
Oh, lovely.
Well, before we investigate...
It's got kind of a bouncy, almost rustic, folklorico sort of beat.
I think I've found the local cultural show.
Oh, excellent. Well, before you investigate that, I have some information the prisoners gave us after Manny encouraged them.
Yes.
And Zasper will go over and attempt to open the throne up.
Okay, you go up to the seat of the throne, and it takes, what's your passive perception? Again, I could look on the card.
It's a mighty 11.
So it takes you a little while to find it.
Okay.
So you have to search around for probably half a minute. But you find a secret hinge that you can just pry up using your fingernails. It does not appear to be trapped.
Excellent.
I'm glad we took them at their word for that.
And you two, like, sealed vials about 5 inches long with copper screw caps on them, with like red sparkly liquid in them, and a black leather bag, about the size of a dice bag, that jingles.
I will open the black leather bag.
You see a handful of coins, mostly nibs, but a few shards and a few dragons.
All right. We will...
Coda, if you're being our accountant,
yep.
You may mark that down as 16 gold pieces, 82 silver pieces, and 250 copper pieces.
Malagar, where are the other two?
The other two, what?
They're just over in the big room there.
With the mind flayer.
Oh, yes. They went over through the double doors. I'm sure they're fine.
We haven't heard any screams. Yes. But then again, with the mind flayer, it might not.
Look for that certain glazed look in their eye. And, you know, the hole in their brain.
Corbin, Kafra, you guys still having intact faculties?
We're fine. The mind flayer seems to have left as I kind of step out of the double doors.
Frustrating.
Brains. Where do you think he got to?
What?
I was making a joke.
Oh.
It's very late. I'm very tired. I have to be up in 4 hours now.
Crawford, do you have any idea where that beast may have flown?
Well, not to any of the physical locations here.
Can they squish down like a little ooze creature and go through cracks?
Honestly, this is more of Malagar's area of expertise.
What's your question?
Could the flare fleeing us, could it have gone through some of these little cracks that the rats come through?
No, that would be rather unusual even for a mind flare.
Oh, okay.
Do they know a lot of magics that they could teleport away with?
I would think they would really choose the most dignified way of magically departing this place available to them.
So then it could be anywhere.
Yes, it could be.
Could
if
be
a mind flayer wanted to be gone, it would just be gone.
Could he have turned himself invisible and watched our every move?
I guess that would be an appropriately creepy thing for it to do.
So what did you say about hearing some sort of hearing on...
Ah, yes. So just beyond that door over there in the corner of this great hall, there's another small room, and that small room has a trap door. Well, it's not really a trap door, but it's got a hidden door on the floor through which I can hear singing, which is a little unusual, I would say.
Do mind flayers usually sing?
That they do not. I have never been... No. I've heard a few play instruments, but never any vocals.
Did it sound human, or at least of this world?
It sounded humanoid, but you can never really tell sometimes.
Well, the scum we captured claimed that kidnapping was not a regular thing for them, but we probably should still check in case...
It sounded like really upbeat singing, so if they were kidnapped folk, then they're really happy about it.
Perhaps a kinder?
Those do not exist in this world.
Thankfully, those do not exist. There's one other thing
Yes.
There's one other thing I did want to investigate before we moved on to this singing phenomenon.
What's that?
Well, Kafra is going to, from the edge of the doorway, which is a respectable 15 feet away, going to spread out his hands and mutter a incantation. And appearing between his hands is a spectral hand. And he then... with one hand still forming the same kind of motions that the spectral hand does, reaches and pulls out the token that we had gotten off of the other Xanathar's Guild guys, I guess we know they are now. That was the eye-shaped token, and is going to, in the spectral hand, move over and see about touching or fitting the little token into the bigger mural.
Yeah, it looks like it would fit exactly.
Well...
you gonna put it in there? Questions you hate to hear from any DM.
I mean, yes, I'm going to put it in from a respectful distance of 15 feet away.
Okay, sure. Click. It fits in there perfectly. And when it does, there's a sound as a magical barrier, a magical portal springs into existence, on the southern wall of the room to the west of the main hall.
Kafra will poke in through
noted
the door.
Here.
What in bloody hell is that then?
That's something that we can worry about later when we don't have two hostages with
I
us.
I go and look through the
You know, that's
portal?
Probably where
excellent.
That mind flayer.
It's a mind flayer looking right back at you.
Fled Maybe. To.
You do not see a mind flayer looking back at you, but what you do see, hang on, must draw a different map.
This was an unlisted wall.
Nice.
What? Is this baseball
All right.
comment not?
You see a hallway stretching off to your left and your right. It is 5 foot wide, 10 foot tall, and it's carved out of almost eerily smooth stone. Like you see dwarven stonework and you've seen human stonework, but this is eerily smooth and it all has these perfectly rounded corners.
Kafra's gonna pull.
It's also a different color. Like the stone here, if this is underground, is kind of a gray, wet stone that faintly smells of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Whereas the stone that you're seeing is a much lighter shade of gray. And it doesn't appear to be drippy or wet, and it has a completely different smell. Like you can smell a little bit of food, a little bit of rot, maybe something else going on. Like it's a portal to a completely different place. Would you like to step through?
No.
It's so inviting.
Kafra's going to wiggle his fingers and bring the hand and the key, I guess we know it is now, back, and is going to pocket the key.
The portal does not disperse.
Well, that's terrible.
I pick up a small stone and toss it through.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh. Bonk, 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 bonk. Fetches up against one of the walls in there.
It could easily be like a shortcut stone. Back to the surface. I'd hate to walk through the sewers again.
Because I don't remember, did we all know that you had picked that up off of somebody's corpse?
I didn't pick it off of someone's corpse. When you first beat the guy.
Right, he dropped it in the bar.
No.
We literally took everything.
We only let them, the orc, take him, but I believe it was an orc, because it was the 18 nibs he had on him right. and that.
Okay, so we knew that you had that.
Yes.
Because okay. otherwise I was going to be like, Kafra? Is there something you know that you tell us?
Because, and you especially know I have it, because at the Zalbob shop, you were there when I asked the Zalbob, hey, right. I got this thing, what is it? Which okay. now might have been a terrible idea, given there was a stuffed beholder there, and yeah.
Cool, okay.
That'll be fun.
Still, I want to clarify, because I couldn't remember if that was a thing that was knowledge, so cool.
I have to look up a thing. Hang on a second.
So, with it being 4 hours from when I have to be at work, and the fact that we have two people we need to get out of here, shall we investigate the singing and then be along?
I feel like that's Certainly. Probably a good idea. I'm going to turn to Floon and pull out my sword and say, Floon, use this if you need to protect yourself from anything.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm not much of a military man myself, but I'll try to equip myself admirably.
Just poke them with the pointy end, it's not that hard.
Oh, okay. You hear... Joe, is Corbin still in this room?
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak Dwarven?
I do.
All right. You hear a Dwarven voice off to the side says, well, yes, if its dinner is late, somebody's going to die. So make sure it gets its dinner on time. You know how it likes fancy food. Just take the snails in there. You've cleared off all the rooms, except that you found a trapdoor in the floor on one of the rooms on the northeast side. And Malagar can very faintly hear singing? Yes, singing. Sounds kind of happy from behind
that
door.
We should go check it out.
I'm more concerned yes. that it's happy singing. If it was terrible, sad singing, that would seem to be more fitting with this place, but... Did you see the room next to it with the chains and the skeletons? Yes, that's what I was expecting. But if it's happy singing, I think it's trouble.
Well, if I was...
I think it's probably connected to some building above the surface that is like an inn or something.
But this goes down, not up.
Correct.
Well, we only have, we can but look.
I agree with you.
That has just a 10-foot drop down to another hallway. Okay. And the hallway goes north. There's a ladder leaning against the wall.
Corbin lowers himself down so as to not take falling damage from the 10-foot fall.
Sure.
I will make you an athletics check to represent that. That
I can do it.
Just gonna lower across the window.
I have 23.
I believe it. All right.
And I set up the ladder.
And you see a tunnel that ends here with a ladder leaning up against the wall.
Tunnel ends where?
Here, at the north.
So how many feet away from where we got to?
Why do I feel like we're about to walk into a compromising situation?
Happy singing.
The singing is louder.
Can we hear what they're saying?
Let me go up this other ladder and have a peek, shall
I? Think that is appropriate that the dark elf
and
would do it.
You can see a
perhaps you can take
see
a rubbing.
A trapdoor above you at that far north end of the hall.
Yes.
Equivalent to the one you just went
through. I will go over there.
Would you put a trapdoor?
Do I think this takes us up above the level that we were originally at? Or?
Yes.
Is the ladder taller?
No, it's like, it's even. So you were here, you went down, you went across, you went back up. So you're back at the same elevation you started at.
Was there much traffic in this little hallway that we just went under?
Make me an is there much traffic in this little hallway that we just went under? I take survival.
Well, I roll the one.
I don't know,
it makes for a five.
It looks clear.
It looks clear.
All right, I'm just gonna peek my head up there.
All right. So you lift up the...
Right underneath someone.
Well, we'll get to that.
Directly into the skirt.
Right. Someone's actually holding their sword at an angle perfectly.
Yes. You lift up the cellar, and in your excellent dark vision, you see a beer cellar.
Ooh, jackpot.
So you see, a small beer cellar about 20 foot on a side, filled with casks of various types of beer, and you can tell it's beer because in common, many of them are stamped beer, but you see some of them that are written in Elvish. Does anybody speak Halfling? I'd be a little surprised. Oh, you do. So you see several that are Halfling ales of various varieties that are, some of which are pretty esoteric.
I'm gonna take a minute to examine some of these in addition to their brewing brands. Is there a brand of ownership for the cast that is consistent to all of them?
Yeah, many of them have had written on them an ink pen, sold to the Little Hostel, H-O-S-T-E-L, and various dates.
Man, we really hit the jackpot. Ooh,
like, this is 1492, so most of them have been sold to the Little Hostel within the last year.
So,
Malagar.
Yes.
Zasper, have either of you ever heard of a place called the Little Hostel?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I suspect that we've come up in their root cellar.
And you can hear, like, halfling drinking songs above you. The words
I'm
are clear now.
I'm actually really sure that we've popped up in their root cellar now.
What do you know about this place?
What do I know about this place?
Halflings.
Are they friendly?
Yeah, I suppose so, but they might be surprised if a party of five suddenly pops out of their root cellar.
What do I get to be Neb Campbell? Oh.
So it might be useful for us to have access to this root cellar if we want to go back and investigate that portal later.
I think it brings up a lot of interest. Well, the trap door I just pop up in, was that hidden or is that just like there?
No, it was very well hidden.
Ah, I see.
And there's all kinds of like dust and spider webs and
right.
Dog hair or whatever.
I'm not sure
straw.
They used that.
They would have
or that they knew it was straw. There.
What?
Straw.
Straw, right, as well.
So if we come out
bits of trash,
in the group,
dust.
They might have questions on it.
Did the casks that were...
Well, they're going to have questions one way or the other if we, as a group or individually, go in and out of their root cellar a bunch.
Yes, which is why if we don't want that to happen, we probably shouldn't come out this way.
Oh, this one's delicious.
We can claim it was a teleportation accident.
That would become less believable when we want to come back in this way.
I'd like Manny to make me a do I recognize this beer check.
Looks like I got a four for recognizing these different brews.
You know, you've got a torch, you have merely human vision. It's hard.
It's also 2 a.m.
Yes. Yes, it is.
If it was only 2 a.m, I'd be happier.
Kafra's still really grumpy.
Look, either way, if we want to have access to this entrance in the future, we should probably go back down the way we came.
Well, it's all dusty, right?
Yep.
So if we close it, when they come down there, they're going to be like, huh, there's a door-shaped disturbance in the dust.
I'm more concerned if they know that it was us that used this as opposed to one of the Zentarum.
I would be actually kind of concerned if they found out that they might try to, well, I guess they can't really go through the portal.
Yeah.
Not without the key, but...
We haven't done anything to be ashamed of.
Are you telling me that you don't think they already know about a secret passage that leads into a Xanatar hideout?
Given the state of the thing, no, I'm pretty sure they don't. I mean, they might be thankful for the extra square footage, but we probably don't want that Flayer thing coming back into their midst while they've set up an additional set of lodgings here or something.
I still put 2 nib on the fact that they already know about it.
I don't think so.
So the drinking song upstairs changes to, is that camel's milk in your cup?
Fuck, man, the arse. This is your fault.
I begin singing along.
Shut up.
Do you get some sort of royalty each time?
Only if they choose to use verses I personally pinned.
Oh. So, I seem to remember that there was a place that, catered to the wee folk, after all.
They do have tall folk accommodations.
They do.
But it is mostly a halfling, dwarf, whatever, small folk are.
Well, we're not a democracy, but I vote we just go up because I don't want to go back through the sewers.
I think the cat's a bit out of the bag, but we'll have to come back soon for that portal because I'm a little bit worried about it.
What say you, Corbin, Kafra, Manny? Stop by in that beer there.
Oh, sorry, I'll pull some past.
We'll get a drink once we get cleaned up.
Look,
I think we should just head up, but I think that if we want to come back and explore this portal, we want to be careful about making it not possible for us to return here again.
Why don't we just
go home?
No. Is that camel's milk in your cup?
Why didn't we just get a room?
Is that camel's milk in your cup?
Why don't we just get rooms here at the
inn? Ooh, that's a good idea, actually.
And this way we can get up bright and early and deal with the portal.
And what do we tell them when we come out of the root cellar?
Well, probably have to pull the owner aside and tell him or her, exactly what's going on in their cellar.
That we had a teleportation accident?
No.
And this has now become lodged in our wizard's brain and that he can only teleport us back from it?
No, just that there's actually a terrible thieves complex with potential baddies down in it.
Malagar, let me get this straight. He wants us to tell them the truth.
Sometimes it works. We could even trade them knowledge of the square footage and the fact that we've cleared it out for them in exchange for free lodgings.
Well, if we're going to come back tomorrow and go through the portals, what are we going to do about the people we tied up? Because I'm willing to kill them, and I'm willing to turn them into the police, but I don't feel good about just leaving there to starve to death.
We should turn them over to the city guard. Kill them, Art.
I'm just...
Are you some sort of monster?
To be fair, they'll dehydrate before they start to death.
It's also against the law.
Not sure if that's worse or not.
Must be some sort of torture.
Why not just turn them over to the guard? That way they're not our problem anymore either.
So are we going to carry them through the common room of the laughing child or whatever this is?
The little hostel.
Little hostel.
All right, maybe. Okay, just because I can't remember the name, I came across, as a little angry.
You can take them out.
Or a little hostel.
Take them out through the back.
You can tell me what the name of the thing is.
The little hostel.
No, I get that I'm a little agitated. But if you could just tell me the name of the inn, I'll probably calm down.
You know, Zasper, there's a reason why we haven't been traveling the last few years together.
That's the best point of inspiration that has been handed out today.
Well, Kafra, what do you think?
That's almost.
I think we should go take Floon and Rainier back to Volo,
ooh,
get our reward, and then go pass out those of you that are can spend a bunch of time sleeping, while the rest of us that have actual things to do go and work.
Well, tell you what, we're a team here. How about you do the first 2 hours of your job, and then we'll tag in? I'm sure we can all cover it for a couple hours.
Kafra reaches up and just kind of like gently holds the bridge of his nose.
I can write in a fair hand.
Say, if you need to be awake tomorrow, I've got these powders here that serve me very well in these sorts of things.
I don't need to be erect for that many hours.
But it also makes you very awake, as well as highly sensitized to most forms of stimuli.
Why don't Zasper and I take the ne'er-do-wells out through the sewers and turn them into the guard, and the rest of you leave through here and acquire us rooms?
Certainly.
Perhaps if there are less people, it might be easier to handle.
Explain, yes.
Is there camel's milk in your cup?
That is a sound plan, as always, Corbin.
Is there camel's milk in your cup? Bring
and then
cups up high.
We can all rendezvous at the bar that Volo's currently in, the Yawning Portal.
Sure. Sounds reasonable.
No, I have index cards for all the people. I'm more than happy to make index cards for the bars, too, just to keep them straight.
That helps.
I just had a brain meltdown. Puzzle.
All right. Into the rain, and her be like, that's his garbage.
Well, then we will begin executing the plan.
Yes.
I will untie the feet of the ne'er-do-wells. I will have my rapier out pointing their direction so they don't try any funny business.
I will lead them out.
I will take the...
Actually, why don't you lead out and I'll... I should probably lead.
And yes, you are less likely to be stabbed in the back given that it is well fortified with metal.
Right.
What should we do with the corpse of the orc and the corpse of the brain creature? You would know what to do with corpses.
I mean, normally we would burn them, but there's not really any good place to do it down here.
Could we throw them through the portal? Are we going to inform the local constable about the hidden base within the sewers?
No, why would we do that?
That seems... We don't want to overburden them.
Well, if we're going to tell the...
They seem like jerks, in all honesty, so...
If we're going to tell the owner of the
little hostel,
then I feel like word's gonna get out eventually.
It will.
I mean, maybe, but like, we don't, it's not like we need this to be secret for long if we want to investigate. Listen, if you, what you're telling me is you're not interested in investigating the portal, then we can just tell the watch and wash our hands of it. That's fine.
Or were you saying this is a piece of property you're interested in keeping for yourself, in which case...
I don't really feel like I need to place in the sewers. That just seems...
No, but look at how many rooms it has. It's.
I mean, surely the rent is going to be better than what they're going to charge, you know.
It is street adjacent.
I am an honest man looking to make an honest business.
Easy access to a local business.
And besides, I feel like the water might spoil my brew.
Yeah, that's not water.
To be fair, if we just hard closed off all the sewer access and just had it only be accessible through the tavern... It wouldn't be so bad.
Isn't this your next branding, though? Brewed in the sewer?
So we throw the brain thing down the toilet. I think that's a given.
Yeah.
I think we do the same. I think we should do it the same with the orc body after we remove its tongue and break its jaw.
Have you ever had one of those days?
All right.
And remove its eyes.
Have you ever had one
Come
of those?
Come of our rights!
Okay.
That's true. There's nothing awkward about throwing a body down a toilet, as long as you first remove its tongue, break its jaw, and take out.
Well, I mean, I'll also give it rights, but
yes,
and
which is more than he would have gotten.
Dump it in the toilet.
So when you break its jaw before you're throwing it in there, are you giving it the right to remain silent?
Yes.
All right then. I feel like we might have gotten a little off track here. So it sounds like both Zasper and Corbin are going to take the two gentlemen down in the sewer, back to the guard through the sewer?
Yes.
And then we'll go up through here and get ourselves a room at the little hostel.
And do what?
Sleep for the night so you can get to your work in the morning.
And you guys are going to go to Volo's.
Three and a half hours later.
After you get the rooms, you're going to go to where Volo is.
Well, is he going to be up at this hour?
I get the impression he just kind of lives at that table.
Additionally, if we've got good news on his friends that he's sent us to look for, wouldn't he want to know it post haste?
I suppose.
Why do we need to get rooms there again if we're just going to go see Volo?
I thought the whole point of getting the rooms was so we could come back down and explore the...
The portal in the morning. Oh,
yes.
Why do we, A, have fun with that? B...
Again.
B, why do we need to get a room now? Why don't we just get one after we get whatever the money is that Volo is going to give us?
Well, and additionally, why are we even exploring the portal?
What do you mean, why? An evil creature that is an ongoing threat to our livelihoods that knows our faces escaped into it.
I mean, it didn't see my face.
I described it in my brain. I think they can pick things like that up. I mean, I figured you'd want to know who our leader was.
What? No, no.
Either we are going to investigate this on our own, or we're going to give this to the watch and walk away. I'm fine with either, but as a group, we should decide.
We should probably sleep on it.
How about we go and take Rainier and Flume back and get that thing over with, and then we decide on this?
Sounds good to me.
Great.
All right, then.
Rainier raises a hand as he's trying to get a question asked.
Yes.
I personally would like to get out of here and get clean post-haste. We're in the dock guild anyway, right?
Dock ward?
Yes, dock ward. The dock ward anyway, right?
Uster, if you get rooms at the end, you can get cleaned up.
Well, there might be a better option. He seems like he's thinking...
Looking at his city guide.
Looking at the city guide.
His Lonely Planet guide to Waterdeep.
Yeah, in fact, Mule Skull Tavern isn't too far from here.
Is that an inn or a tavern?
Both. It is actually the upstairs of the Dung Sweepers Guild and the best baths in all of Waterdeep.
What if we just get you back to Volo and that way you can have all the baths you want where I don't have to care about it?
That's fine. Just please get us out of here.
Not that I don't like you. I have somewhere to be in just a few hours.
I picked that up.
Oh, you're so perceptive.
Well, I for one vote that we head back up through the sewers.
It does seem like the utility of y'all going through the little hostel has dropped dramatically. Since you're not going to use its baths, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, I guess, by taking rooms.
It doesn't really matter to me.
Back through the sewer it is. It'll probably take three or four of us to break this guy's jaw anyway.
Is there any way to bar this trapdoor from the lair side?
Which trapdoor? The one at the south end of the tunnel or the one at
the north end of the tunnel leading directly to the root zone?
Yeah, it's got a handle on it. Yeah. So if you put a bar through the handle, you wouldn't be able to pick it up. To get it organized just right and make sure it would stick, I would require a... How do we bar this secret door from the side of the tunnel roll? Which would be thieves' tools.
Ah, excellent. I mean, how do you do this?
I recommend that you...
She's giving them out like candy. Don't not spend them.
Just going to give you advantage by assisting, but...
Oh, well, you give that back. Candy.
Fine, but the next time she tries to give you one, I'm totally gonna spend it
sooner, later than later.
Yes, just make sure you bar it. There we go.
That way?
Yes.
Not the other way?
I'm just giving you my opinion.
Excellent job, Maligard. Your bow really does just block that right up.
What was the result?
Let's call it 22.
All right, so 22. You find if you break off one of the rungs of the ladder, it works perfectly, and you get it set right in there, so there's a through the thing, so you can't pull it up.
What are the odds that we want to come in through the other side next time?
100%.
Well, we know what's blocking us, so we can probably kick through it or whatever. or pole.
Anyways, let's go back through the sewers, shall we?
All right, so you head back down the tunnel, past the long hall room, north over to where the deadly toilet was.
What?
So you come this way.
Why don't we just take what we think is a secret door that leads us out?
Well, because we got to pick up the prisoners.
Right.
There are actually two other dead goblins here as well.
I guess their jaws need to go too.
So tiresome.
We're going to be here in a couple hours doing all that.
Bang adventure.
By the time we get out of this dungeon, I am literally going to have to get a cab to work.
Try the powder, really. Let me just tuck this into your
To be honest, here. The goblins look small and malnourished, so their jaws will probably break easily.
Are we disposing of the bodies on our way down?
We're just throwing them in the toilet.
Great.
And hoping that another ooze crawls out.
Great.
Yeah.
Or they end up in an odiode pile somewhere.
Okay. Oozes are our friends.
Who has just one toilet for a multi-room palatial spread?
There are
like
two
this?
Stalls here, as clearly to seen in by this privacy
After
curtain.
All, whose idea was that anyway?
And they're in the sewer. They can literally just go outside and pull their pants down.
Yeah, but who wants to get near it? It smells terrible. All right, so you head through this room.
Well,
you pick up the Dwargar and Krentz.
Right.
Through the vestibule, over through this room, under this tunnel here, up these stairs and over into the first watch room, over into this tunnel and back onto the little shelf on the side of the sewerway. You are once again assailed by the smell of the sewer. It had almost faded from your nostrils during all the excitement of the exploration of this particular hideout, but you're a long way gone there.
Paige, at no point have I taken off my mask that has perfume still on it.
Yeah, but I mean, the perfume can only do so much.
Oh,
let me give you a fresh spritz.
Hey, did we ever investigate that strange light over there?
I don't think we ever did.
We can do it now, I guess.
Walk over towards it.
Look up, and you see flickering light, like a torchlight, and you hear, because your passive perception's real high, you hear a gentle snoring.
Huh. It's a latrine, I guess.
Someone's fallen asleep on the toilet?
I guess it is not impossible.
I look up there. Is it buttocks?
No. So first of all, it's a half-size pipe, so you'd have to squoze to get through it. Second of all, it's covered with something truly unspeakable. But I mean, so are you at this point. And you see if it curves, so you can see like the light flickering, but you can't see into the room. You also hear snoring.
If only we had a halfling. All right, well, I believe we have sufficiently explored this outflow pipe.
Yes.
To a toilet.
It was great fun.
Yes.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. You head north back up to the Waterdavian sewage roundabout. And then splish, splash, splash, splish, splash, splash, splash.
Well, you're
splash,
splishing, splash, but isn't there a dry area on the side?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No.
No. Everything is wet.
Maybe we can sell these clothes back to that vendor that we bought them from.
I don't think so.
That would be...
It's like a public restroom at a stadium. Everything's wet.
Ew.
That's
a true statement.
Frighteningly true. All right. So, yes. Then
All
we
right,
keep
so
going.
You splish away, and then you take the cuts that you remember. You still hear Kobold giggling down one of the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you do not go investigate. Yeah.
Fuck that noise.
We've had
Somebody's going to be at work in a couple hours.
Somebody's going to be at work in like 60 minutes.
We have to like
58 minutes.
Climb out of the tunnel.
And counting.
Right. And then you get to where you came in, and sure enough, you see the sewer grate, 10 feet up.
Great.
And there's probably a little bit of human pyramid action,
yes.
Or half-elf pyramid action, or Asimar pyramid action.
Malagar will let himself be boosted up there, and he will
yep.
push the grate open.
You see the sun coming up. Just a bare lightning in the sky as you emerge as if born from the sewers of Waterdeep, smelling richly of Waterdavian leavings.
This is only the third time something like this has happened today.
First for me, actually.
But what were the other two?
I'll tell you later.
Join us next week for a new adventure. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Feats and Fables. If you'd like to support us, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/featsandfables. Or, to delve deeper, visit our website at featsandfables.com. Our music is by Kevin MacLeod at incomptech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. This episode contained Fearless First, Heroic Age, Five Armies, Vanishing, Galway, and Temple of the Main. Please be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. It really does help.